From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Afghanistan police say at least seven people are dead and dozens wounded after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul ended on Thursday. Police say hundreds of staff and students were rescued after being trapped inside the university complex. Police say at least two attackers were killed. So far, no militant groups are claiming responsibility for the attack. The U.S. State Department, that is, condemned the violence.
We condemn this attack in the strongest possible terms. An attack on a university is an attack on the future of Afghanistan.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau. Earlier this month, an American professor and an Australian colleague were kidnapped at the school. No group claimed responsibility for the kidnapping, and the professor's whereabouts remain unknown. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the White House is determined to listen to every scrap of evidence Turkey provides before deciding if it will extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkey has blamed him on organizing last month's failed military coup, charge he denies. Biden met in Ankara Wednesday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
When you go to American court, you can't go into a court and say, this is a bad guy, generally. You have to say this is a guy or a woman who committed the following explicit crime.
Turkey's prime minister says any delay in sending Gulen to Turkey could harm U.S.-Turkish relations. A day after a powerful earthquake rocked central Italy, authorities said 247 people died, more than 360 were injured. Rescuers are continuing to search for people buried in the debris. The hardest-hit areas include the towns of Amatrice and Okomeli. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake shook northern central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake damaged about 60 ancient Buddhist pagodas. That is, tremors of the 6.82 magnitude quake were felt in the Thai capital Bangkok and Kolkata in India, each around 1,000 kilometers away. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told a rally Wednesday night in Jackson, Mississippi, that voters in the U.S. face issues just as Britain. Trump, a supporter of Britain's exit from the European Union, brought out British Independence Party chief Nigel Farage to underscore his point of view.
If you want change in this country, you better get your walking boots on. You better get out there campaigning. And remember, anything is possible if enough decent people are prepared to stand up against the establishment.
Trump said it's time for the U.S. to declare its independence from what he said, its corporate control of the government, special interests, and a rigged system. Meantime, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton responded to Trump's repeated allegations of impropriety stemming from her affiliation with the Clinton Foundation during her time as Secretary of State, telling a CNN interviewer, Trump's comments, in her words, are ridiculous. And she said, her work as Secretary of State was not influenced by outside sources. The government of Colombia and the FARC rebels have announced an agreement for ending a half-century of guerrilla warfare. The announcement was made in the Cuban capital, Havana, where the two sides have been in talks for nearly 4 years. The agreement foresees the demobilization of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. It must still be approved in a referendum next month and signed before it comes into effect. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has praised non-governmental organizations working in Nigeria. Kerry met with representatives of anti-corruption NGOs. Anti-corruption groups in Nigeria have asked Kerry to help speed the return of billions of dollars looted from the country's treasury by local officials. They believe the looted money is in the United States or several European countries. Kerry told the group that asset recovery is a lengthy, complicated process, but the U.S. government has lawyers and accountants working on it. Kerry also met with a group of girls studying and working in the STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics field at the United States Embassy in Abuja. For details on these stories and much more news, you can join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.